Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. Join Steve Wheeler and our host, Greg Waller, to explore the world of remodeling. Whether you're on the production team, design team, or managing the whole show, you can expect insights, tips, and stories that inspire and educate. So let's dive into the Why We Build podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Why We Build podcast. Now, it's easy to overlook the hands that build nearly everything we rely on. Yet without skilled craftspeople, where would our cities, communities, and industries be? We talk often about innovation, but the truth is that innovation needs a solid foundation, one built by skilled individuals who know their craft, who work with their hands, and take pride in the tangible, lasting impacts of their work. That's where workforce development comes in. We're not just speaking about filling available jobs. We're talking about changing lives, uplifting communities, and a generation empowered with the skills to build their own futures. When I say build, I mean that literally. From welders to electricians, mechanics to carpenters, these are people who don't just create, they transform. And let's not forget our truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and other folks like that. Sadly, we're facing a shortage of these skilled hands with too few people, young and old, encouraged to pursue these vital paths. Thankfully, some organizations are recognizing this gap and stepping in with support. They're igniting programs to uplift the skilled trades and collaborating with community colleges and providing resources to folks who are interested in these fields. They're investing in training and scholarships, ensuring that those ready to work with their hands aren't hindered by a lack of inclusion, access, or funding. But their commitment goes even further. The foundation that we are alerting to believes in acts of service that address immediate and essential needs too. They're supporting efforts to combat hunger, reaching out to provide food for those who need it, and they're there when disaster strikes, ready to lend a helping hand and supporting organizations that are on the front line. It's this multifaceted commitment that truly defines their mission, because they believe that every act of service, big or small, can change and uplift a community. So as we talk about the necessity of workforce development today, let's remember that supporting the broad definition of the trades isn't just about filling jobs. It's about creating resilience, empowering people, and meeting real needs where they exist. In an era that often emphasizes the intangible, we need people who can build something real. That's the future we're working towards. One skilled hand, one meal shared, one act of service at a time. So Steve Wheeler, my friend, please introduce our guest.
So I'm excited to welcome our next guest. Renee Richardson joined the Metallica family in 2019 as the foundation's associate director. After a 20-year radio career in San Francisco Bay Area on the now defunct KFOG-FM, she decided it was time to pivot and do something more rewarding with her life. In 2016, inspired by a culture of philanthropy in the Bay Area, she signed on as the Director of Development for Blue Bear School of Music, the original School of Rock, where she promoted the idea of music education for all. Today, Renee remains an active member of the Board of Trustees for the Blue Bear School of Music and serves on the board for Project Glimmer, a national organization that supports foster girls. Renee is passionate about the mission of Metallica's All Within My Hands as set by the board of directors, and she still can't believe she gets to help support communities worldwide. Renee is originally from Rockland County, New York. She studied graphic design and advertising at SVA in Manhattan. She calls the San Francisco Bay Area home since 1992 after falling in love with the city on a road trip. Still inspired by the power of music, Renee is always up for a live show. She still does a bit of sketching and painting and will always lend her auctioneering skills to a worthy cause, as she is Missouri School of Auction graduate. Sold. Renee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I feel like I'm on The Dating Game. Do you guys remember that show?
I do.
Yes. Yes. I'm not sure some of our colleagues would remember that show, but some of us do. Renee, welcome. Thank you for being on the Why We Build podcast.
Thank you so much, Greg and Steve. I'm happy to be here.
Well, this is awesome. So Steve gave us a little bit of your background. We talked about, was it Blue Bear School of Music? Did I get that correct?
Yeah.
how did you go from the career in radio? Was it the defunct station, or how did that go from radio to philanthropy?
Yeah. So, you know, as a local celebrity in San Francisco, a radio person, you get invited to do fundraising events. You know, they want a voice to help with, you know, I don't know, being an MC or doing things. And I really got sucked in to the world of helping others and seeing how generosity can be super fun. And so that got me down this path to learn how to be an auctioneer. And that got me more involved with doing nonprofit work in ways that I could lend my skills in times that I couldn't necessarily give financially. So that got me down that path. And then when I was on the board for Blue Bear School of Music, the executive director kind of introduced me to this world of development. And that's where you go out and you come up with creative ways to make money for nonprofit organizations and to bring people into your community. And I loved it. And I was like, wow, if anybody had told me about this as a job, I would have gone down this road instead of the radio path. But that's really the transition. And then being in the Bay Area, having this music background, always being familiar with members and management of Metallica in my career, just by proximity. I was speaking to one of the management members, and when they told me that they were starting this nonprofit arm, we talked a lot because I was already going through this. And so they were peppering me with questions about, you know, what's the best way to do this? What's the best way to do that? And at one point I was like, I just hired an assistant at Blue Bear. Let me show you what I was looking for and put this out there and you're going to find the exact person. And they modified the job description to fit Metallica, a little more rock and roll than what I did at Blue Bear. About, I don't know, 6 months, 7 months went by, and you know, we got together again, and I was like, how'd the search go? And they're like, oh, we still haven't found anybody. And I finally said, because I'd moved from San Francisco, I'd moved to the North Bay, I was closer to HQ, and I was like, you know, I would apply for this job if it's still open. So I basically applied for the job that I put out there for my own assistant job. But anyway, and then flash forward, here I am working on building out what the members of Metallica and their management team sees as very important for the future of their philanthropy as a band and as an organization. And I've just been so lucky. I mean, when I say luck, it's, you know, skills coming together with timing, and it all happened the right way. And it's just been spectacular. I mean, it's, you know, these guys mean it. They got into this for the right reasons. The band always gave back, even when nobody knew they were giving back in the early days of being a band. They always gave to food organizations. They always gave a little back to the cities that they visited. And then it just blossomed into something more concrete and official. And we're a 501c3. And it was the four members that sat down together and said, what are we going to support? But hunger is easy. We've always done that. So we're going to do that. Disaster relief. We're an international band. Disasters happen all over the place. People need our support. What's that third thing? And that's where James Hetfield stepped up and talked about workforce education in the trades. And everybody thought, yeah, that sounds about right.
So the All Within My Hands Foundation, and I sing it in my head a little bit before I say it, and I'm careful not to sing it when we're doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So primary goals, we're talking hunger, we're talking disaster relief and workforce development. How did the disaster relief part come to be? The hunger, I understand that the guys early on took care of that kind of stuff, but where did disaster relief hit the goals?
You know, it was even when they were giving back to food banks, it was always about critical local services. You know, sometimes they would give to homeless shelters. Sometimes they would give to women's shelters. So that kind of morphed into emergency situations. Like, what are things that we can support that might be out of the United States? Because, like I said, international band, that when something happens, we can step up and participate. And we have to, as a foundation, especially one that is so has so many eyeballs on it. You know, it's Metallica's foundation. They have fans. They have everybody watching us. We have to be very, what's the word I'm looking for? We just have to be singularly focused, and we can't be willy-nilly about our mission. So this was the best way to simplify the mission: food, disaster, and trade education.
Brings me to actually my next question is a perfect, you are the radio person here, but what are some of the unique challenges, some of the advantages with working an international band? I mean, obviously they're huge.
Yeah.
Like what kind of things come up that good and bad? Like what are some of the challenges? What are some of the you things know, you can celebrate?
The challenges are that we can't help everybody all the time. You know what I mean? There's no way to do that. So the challenge is being as thoughtful as we can possibly be with the mission we've set forth in fulfilling, and staying on that path and helping as many people as we can with the limited funds that we have. You know, we're a baby foundation. We're only what, 6 years old, 7 years old. And we run it like a family foundation. So that's the challenge, is, you know, we do have to say no to things. And I think early on, the band and the management was very smart to pick partners that could help us so that our dollars could go as far as possible. We could go with tried and true partners like Direct Relief. It comes to mind, you know, they do work all over the world to help those in need when disaster strikes. They're the kind of organization that has administrated funding covered by a separate entity. So we know that our dollars, when it goes to Direct Relief, they are putting those dollars into where we are directing them specifically. For instance, Brazil and the flooding that just happened, you know, we were able to get in there and help very quickly with the help of a partner like Direct Relief. World Central Kitchen, another organization, they do everything that we believe in. They're out there feeding people in times of need, in times of disaster. They get in there and strike quickly. Strike is probably the wrong word, but they support quickly. And so we can work with organizations like that, that do the boots on the ground work for us, but that we know our money is going as far as it can go. But to answer your question in a very long way, yeah, the hardest thing is having to say no to some organizations. And it's just, you know, it has to be done. Like I said, we can't help everybody all the time. But the celebratory things about it, I'm going to come back to the fans. I mean, when Metallica set out to create this foundation, they weren't looking at another like way to get money out of people. That's not what it's about. It's sheerly about the voice of the fans that they have and the passion for what the band is about. They could use their platform to highlight where there is a need and really shine a light and amplify, if you will, what's going on and who needs help. And that's a big part of what All Within My Hands has been working on for the last year, is really getting messaging out about where we are sending our dollars and why, so that the fans can look at that and go, okay, I understand this. I'm going to help this group. You know, we don't need everything to come to us all the time. We're like, we want to celebrate World Central Kitchen. We want to celebrate Direct Relief. We want to talk about Feeding America. We want to talk about these organizations that are doing this work day in and day out.
So workforce development is something that's real important. Yes. To Steve, myself, our organization. How did we get there? You know, and is this something that, you know, James and Lars and the folks in the band that are they something they're truly passionate about? It seems like it is.
Yeah, 100%. So this is actually, we got to give all the credit to James on this one, because when we go back to 2016, when they were talking about forming the foundation, they were talking through all the things they were going to do. And it was James that stood up and said, you know, I have young kids that are going through high school and nobody is talking to them about the fact that they can be a plumber, they can be an auto mechanic, they can work with their hands. They're being pushed into a 4-year college education, an academic education. And he he really stood up and said, we use auto mechanics and painters and plumbers and carpenters day in and day out. And plus, James is a guy who works with his hands, and his kids work with their hands. So he said, I want us to get into the education piece, but I want us to stay focused on trade education. And initially, like, I think the very first conversation was just truck drivers. They're like, we just want to support truck drivers. Wow. And which hindsight is 2020, right? COVID hits and we need all the truck drivers in the world. But we connected with the American Association of Community Colleges because this is what they do every day. They are working with colleges that support people that want to get in and out and get to work. And so when we went to Jen Wirth, who is the senior vice president of workforce development for the American Association of Community Colleges, she sat down with us, with Ed Frank, Dr. Ed Frank, who was the executive director at the time. And he they made a plan to try this with community colleges and say, we want to put dollars in to marketing and supporting those who want to get a trade education and let them know that this band, Metallica, fully supports their education, and we want to help however we can. So that's how it came to be. It really was James's idea, and then Dr. Ed Frank putting the pieces together and finding an organization that could help us do it effectively, and that was the AACC.
So, Renee, do you have, and just to throw it out there, I mean, the fact that we're even saying the names James Hetfield and Metallica on a podcast, I feel like I've arrived, just saying, like a childhood dream coming true. So you've got these three channels, really, of food, hunger, disaster relief, and workforce development. How do you account for where the money goes for each of these? And, you know, workforce development is much easier to plan for, not so much with the disaster relief. Mm-hmm. So how do you plan for those types of things?
You know, I would say it's all by design, but it really isn't. So what we started to learn when the Metallica Scholars Initiative took off in year one, in 2019, we funded 10 community colleges, and we really saw the impact and the results and the return on investment there. And when I say return on investment, we saw people making a change for their lives, their kids suddenly starting to think about education and maybe going to school, sitting at the dinner table, seeing mom and dad taking classes, you know, doing their schoolwork. And then by day, they're out at the factory or wherever. So we just saw and heard the stories that the Metallica Scholars Initiative was working, and the community colleges really could latch on to the Metallica Scholars brand to get people in the door and get people trained and then into the jobs at their local workforce. So once we started to see that, the kind of pie stopped being a three-way thing, and it's really, I would say 50% of our outgoing dollars is in the workforce development piece of the pie. We are just finding that is successful. We're able to bring partners on. We're able to, you know, just amplify again what we're doing in a very quick and thoughtful manner. And then disaster is as it comes. Some, you know, we've seen in the last just, I don't know how many months, we've seen hurricane after hurricane, flood after flood. Again, we can't help them all, but we do jump in when we can. If we see a partner is, you know, I stay in touch with all of our main partners. Team Rubicon is another one that does incredible work on the ground when there's a disaster. And so when information comes through about what kind of support is being offered and what kind of support is needed, I pay attention to that, send it to the board. Everybody takes a look. We make a vote. You know, it can be a lengthy process, but trust me, there's always going to be dollars needed for those events when they happen. So it is really a case by case. I would say it's less about planning. I mean, we kind of know what we have to work with on an annual basis. And we know that the Metallica Scholars Initiative is going to eat up a big chunk of that pie. But there's always, especially with the band touring right now, they give back I think it's $3 from every ticket goes to the foundation to support all these things. So every time a fan is going to a show, it's not like they added $3 to the ticket price. This is the band taking it out of their money to go back to the foundation so that we can continue to help either at the local level or when larger things happen.
Yeah. And just a quick follow-up to that. So, you know, obviously when you choose these three different channels, a lot of philanthropy and foundations have this one singular focus. So you mentioned Dr. Ed Frank. Did you have specialists or ambassadors on the hunger disaster relief side that you went to gather more information when kind of putting all this together?
Yeah, that may have happened before I came on board. I'm sure it did, because Metallica doesn't do anything half-assed. They wouldn't have gotten this far. So yeah, there were, I mean, it's the whole reason the workforce education piece happened the way it did was because Dr. Ed Frank got involved, and Jen Wirth from an experienced agency. They sat down, they had these conversations. So I'm sure in some fashion, those conversations did happen. And now we have such deep relationships with our nonprofit partners. I can go to them and go, what is really going on? Like, Brazil is a perfect case. You know, Brazil was very difficult because you had to make sure you knew where the money was going. There are a lot of ways in which, you know, things, money could not, you know, could go sideways very quickly. So, and then there was a lot of people that were, even some of the locals that were like, we want you to know about these organizations. Again, the fans come into play with that a lot with us. We have a very good relationship with the Metallica fan base, those fan club chapters that are all over the world. They're right there. When I have a question about something, they offer incredible assistance when it comes to decision-making process.
The one thing that jumps out to me on your website is, you know, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago, if it's always been kind of talking points, but, you know, there have been lists that come out on showing different foundations and where the money's actually going. And all over the All Within My Hands website is every dollar goes here. And it was just jumps out at you. And, you know, it's just such a great thing for everything that you're doing, that they're doing.
It's important for people to understand that the band is not in this for lip service. The band pays my salary. I'm the sole dedicated employee of All Within My Hands. Dr. Ed Frank, our former executive director, our current executive director, Peter Del Grosso, everybody on the board, those are volunteer positions. And the band pays all administrative costs. In fact, we're having a wonderful meeting of the all 60 community colleges that are now under the Metallica Scholars umbrella. We're having a meeting at Lone Star College in Texas on November 7th and 8th. And we're bringing all the schools together to talk about the program and how to expand it and how it's working. And we're having the original 10 schools are going to be talking with the new 18 new schools that we just brought on. So it's going to be this big, you know, meetup, and we're making this an annual thing. And I'm bringing this up because I just, you know, submitted a request for Metallica to pay for our meals, and they said yes. So I was pretty excited about that one.
Renee, it's really wonderful to hear that the members of the band are the endowment, so to speak, but there's other ways to contribute. How can fans give to the foundation? How can fans support the foundation besides buying tickets, which we highly encourage?
And so far so good with the whole buying tickets thing. I mean, M72, the world tour is going to continue in 2025 because there are plenty of fans out there, which is incredible. The way you can help, I mean, there's always we're having a benefit concert in December that's pretty much sold out. So thank you to everybody that's coming to that event. That will be great. And that's a big fundraiser for the foundation. Really, we love that the fan. So we do two things. We have a month of giving in May, and all of the fan clubs compete to raise the most money for All Within My Hands. And we usually pick a pet project. So in the 2 years ago, is it 2 years now? When Russia attacked Ukraine, we worked with World Central Kitchen and we made them the beneficiary of all the money raised in Month of Giving. And we were able to send $1 million to World Central Kitchen that month to help them feed people in and around Poland and in and around Ukraine. So the fans get involved with that. So I would say anybody that wants to get involved with the local fan club chapter around Month of Giving and support, it makes for a really fun competition. There are prizes. And the money, like we said, it goes 100% to the charity we pick for that month. And then the other way to help is just let people know what we're doing. You know, I'm a big fan of, if you're on social media, share the stories that we're talking about. We are so proud of our Metallica scholars, every welder, every carpenter, every truck driver, every electrician that is going through a program somewhere in these United States and is telling us how they got into their program, how it's changed their dynamic at home, how they finally have a job that they can go to and spend time with their families. And some of them starting their own companies, like telling those stories really is important. So if you're the type of person that's on social media or you see us share something, you know, post about it, talk about it, you know, throw some support our way. That we really, that means a lot for us. And then the other thing is, just volunteer at your local food bank. I mean, local food banks do so much for the community, and it's a never-ending problem, it seems, in this country that people are hungry. And so the food banks make it really easy to spend time boxing food, getting food put together. They're so good at it that that's another thing that we really encourage. We used to have a day of service where we all did it together. And, you know, Metallica fans across the around the world volunteered at some place and then shared pictures and stuff. But COVID hit. And when we were doing day of service, the band members wanted to be involved as well. And when COVID hit, we all had to kind of take a step back. Plus, all the food banks were doing things differently. So we haven't brought that back yet. But we are doing volunteer activations around every tour stop as we can. So that's the other way you can help is check our website, allwithinmyhands.org, and see about joining us for one of our volunteer activations.
Well, Renee, before we wrap up, little fun segment here, get to know your personality a little bit. Steve is going to give you some rapid fire questions.
Oh, God.
Quick answers. And I just want the world to know, because this is controversial as we're coming up on an election here. We did not feed Renee the questions. These are clean
totally
questions.
Cold. Yeah.
And so, Steve, take it away.
All right, Renee. So this may be pretty easy, but what's the most rewarding part of your job?
Oh, gosh. Seeing giving money away.
Like that.
Yeah. Making that donation, being able to call up an organization. And this is something that happens on tour. You know, we give back locally on every tour stop. And I get to work with the team on making that phone call to the nonprofit organization to let them know that Metallica is leaving behind X an amount of dollars. So that's the most rewarding, because the folks on the other side of that phone will often cry and tell us how we're keeping the doors open for a full year because of this gift. So
Wow. That's
the most rewarding part.
That's incredible. If you could have lunch or let's say dinner or drink with any famous musician, alive or dead, who would it be?
Ooh, alive, Janis Joplin.
Oh, that's a good one. I might join you for that one. What is your favorite book?
Oh, my favorite book. Let's see. It's
fiction or nonfiction?
You know, okay. Oh boy, there are a couple. I'm going to go with, I'm forgetting the title of it right now, so that's kind of a bummer. It's a Haruki Murakami book about running and why he runs. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a memoir, I guess.
And last question, what is your favorite Metallica song?
You know, it changes. It's so funny. I was just thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I think this is my favorite song right now. And, you know, with every live performance I listen to, I'm like, oh, no, yeah, that's it. Right now, it's Seek and Destroy. I'm all about Seek and Destroy. I was just, you know, on a walk the other day and I found myself grooving to that. So I would say Seek and Destroy, and Whiplash is always up there for me because
it's. Oh, yeah. Seek and Destroy can put you in the mood. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Renee. That's awesome. Great work.
And I will say this. We have been talking about using Seek and Destroy around our Metallica Scholars program and morphing it into Seek and Employ.
Hey, that's good.
That is perfect. So, Renee, where can we get in touch with the organization, with the foundation?
It's super easy. In fact, I encourage you, even if you're not, you know, wanting to get fully in touch with us, allwithinmyhands.org. We take a lot of pride in sharing with our donors and our friends and supporters about everything we're doing. So allwithinmyhands.org, you'll be able to learn about our Metallica Scholars, who the students are, and about everything going on. And then we've also been highlighting the nonprofit organizations that we've been supporting around the world as the M72 World Tour has been going on since 2023. Oh, my goodness. Can't believe it. We're headed into 2025.
Yeah. Well, all within my hands, the newsletter is great. Really informative. A lot of good stuff comes out. If you go to the website, allwithinmyhands.org, you can sign up there. And the Instagram is super cool to see, you know, these folks, like you said, welding, driving trucks, whatever they're doing. It is just a wonderful, for me, it is very, it's emotional for me because the trades mean so much to me. And it's just so nice to have someone like this helping what I know Steve holds it dear to his heart too, but the trades are so important to us.
Yes.
And we're just so grateful for this. So Renee, thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for joining us today. We're just thrilled to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I got to just throw some mad props to the Metallica team that helps put those stories out on Instagram. Amanda and Addie and Evan, they're the dynamic trio that communicates all the good stuff that All Within My Hands is doing. So thank you for noticing. And thanks for doing this little podcast. This is awesome.
Great. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Thanks, guys.
So Steve, the community college thing was something that was new to me. I went to community college, got an English degree there. Best 6 years of my life for a 2-year degree. I had a blast, a lot of fun. It was worthwhile, but community college, even though I wasn't there for a trade program, it allowed me to work. I got to build boats with my grandfather. Just, it was a wonderful opportunity. So I'm really excited to hear that, you know, Metallica and Scholars Initiative is supporting community college. I think that's a great resource for our world.
Absolutely. And, you know, it just shows you, like, I was doing a little bit of prep for this, and I'm looking at, you know, when their first album came out in 1983, I mean, these guys have been relevant and around for so long, 40 years almost. So 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact that they are saying, you know, they've obviously had, you know, wealth over the years, and for them to direct their resources and dollars to causes like this, it speaks to who they are. And it's really just incredible to hear what they've chosen. Obviously, hunger, disaster relief, so, so important and really underfunded, so hard to catch up with those just massive global problems, issues. But then the workforce development thing, which, you know, sometimes it may not get the spotlight from a band like Metallica or a foundation with such a name. And it's so important. It just tells me that the ship is turning, that the tides are turning, that there is a real dedicated voice focus on the skills gap, on workforce development, and the fact that, you know, we do get really sharp and you know, students that want to progress in their career, that college, a 4-year degree, is not the only direction. It's a great direction, but there are other things. If your skills are more with spatial reasoning, more with, you know, just you are mechanically inclined naturally, it could be that you find your direction would be best served in the workforce development side. I know it was for me. I did get a four-year degree, but you know, always found myself coming back to a place where I could build. And the fact that people are getting the education and funding to do this, and you know, they really are moving the needle. I don't know. I get so excited and jazzed about these things, and it's awesome.
It really is. And, you know, as much as, you know, the name Metallica is out in front here, the guys are they're letting the foundation be the thing. You know, they're obviously they're using the recognition for the foundation, but it is really about the welders. It is about the plumbers. It is about the truck drivers, the people that they are supporting, they are putting front and center. And I encourage anyone who's listening to go to their Instagram page, go to their web page. It is remarkable what they're doing and how they're sharing it. So James Hetfield, this, if you're listening and this was your idea, I really can't thank you enough. This is such an important thing for all of us who, you know, I wasn't encouraged to go to the trades. I was encouraged to go to college, and I'm not taking anything bad about college. I was the kid in woodshop that did have the, you know, I was the preppy kid in woodshop, but all my friends in woodshop had Metallica t-shirts. I can tell you that yes, for sure. And, you know, we did it. And it's just great to see what's going on. I love it. I don't know. I'm at a little bit of a loss here. It's really wonderful what they're doing.
Yeah, it is. And you know, whenever I often think of Metallica, I think to one of my earliest memories of being incredibly embarrassed is, we're good. So I think Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, 83, 84. So I was playing Little League right around 9, 10. So I think, you know, they were pretty well established. But when we went into the dugout, there was this big marker writing all over the wooden bench in the dugout. And I said to all the kids on the team, I said, "What is Metallica?" And for the rest of the season, I could not live it down. And I was just a dork who had no idea who Metallica was. And that was my first introduction to Metallica, is a, you know, 2-hour berating of other 9 and 10 year olds based on my limited knowledge of the band. So
again, Renee, we want to thank you so much for being a part of this. And Metallica, thank you for the foundation, Metallica fans. What a great thing to hear about the fan clubs. Keep it up. Don't ever change. And, you know, looking forward to you listening again next time.
That's it for this episode of the Why We Build podcast. We hope you found something valuable to take back to your team. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please send in your ideas for future episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. If you want more information about our roundtables program, production manager groups, design manager groups, consulting services, or any of the Remodelers Advantage offerings, please visit remodelersadvantage.com or email Greg at remodelersadvantage.com.